think I was a serious student, pretty dedicated and interested, driven by curiosity. But I was also but it doesn't mean I was interested in science right away, and I had interest in all kinds of stuff, science, but also history or geography or literature. Technology would be probably the right starting point, so interesting in mechanics or how things work, and planes, or why they fly, how they move on question, and then asking questions. And I was blessed enough to have a big brother who was also interested in science and was like 8 years ahead of me and could answer all these questions for me and get more and more interested. And he was dedicated enough to stimulate me and buy me books and guide me through all that. So I think it made a big part in my education. I think it's because it's a very stimulating job, very full of refreshment, very new, and very much at there's the idea that it's very much at the edge of what humankind as we know. So to do it is very exciting because you feel like you can contribute something very new, and which is there's the fact that it's also something very personal in the sense that you can express yourself, and it's something like you might do things that no one else has done before. So there's some kind of adventurous sides to it, which is also very stimulating and very personal, like expressing something of yourself. It's a bit like being an artist, I think, to some extent. This is a life of the mind, although intellectual life could be very very stimulating and very rich life and very let's say very very human, not necessarily human, because that's one of the things that really characterize, probably what is the thing that characterize humans. And so you feel like it's the thing that you should develop if you can. As a scientist, you have the chance or the privilege to be able to contribute to, everybody does to some extent, but you have the chance to contribute in a very particular way to the progress of humankind. Doesn't mean I feel like I'm a hero, but just means that you feel like you are contributing to something very human and to the development of humanity as a whole. School is important. School is very important. Listen to what you are told. Work hard all the time, from beginning to the end. And the older you get, the more you work. And learn and appreciate to work. That's a good thing. And it's learn the exercise and try to. But there are also you will have to make a lot of decisions. So you probably make all the decisions for the wrong reasons. But try to listen to your teachers, and then they know more than you do. So that's one thing. But and then also school is one thing, but research on science as a scientist is also a very different thing. And so my advice to students is that to get in touch or to try to get in touch with science or all kind of science or things they would like to do as soon as they can, or through internships, through visiting people. Just as a 12-year-old, as a 10-year-old, you can go knock doors and I'm sure people will give you time.